今天下午呢，来谈谈神留给选民的记号。
And this afternoon, we would like to study on the topic, the sign to be kept for God's people.
这个记号就是要让我们看了以后常常想。
And when we see this sign, then we will reflect.
每看到这个东西，他就会去想，就发生以前发生过的事情。
When you see the sign, it will remind you of what happened.
所以我们继续上早上所谈的。民数记第十六章、十七章来看神留给选民这几个记号。
And we would like to utilize the book of Numbers chapter 16 and 17 to remind us of the sign.
我们现在请看民数记十六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 16.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
三十六节，神晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒从火中捡起那些香炉来。”把火撒在别处，因为那些香炉是圣的。
36. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 37. Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to pick up the censer out of the blaze, for they are holy, and scatter the fire some distance away.
38节说，把那些犯罪致害己命之人的香炉，叫人锤成片子，用以包坛。那些香炉本是他们在神面前献过的，所以是圣的，并且可以给以色列人做记号。
38. The censers of those men who sinned against their own soul, let them be made into hammer plates as a covering for the altar, because they presented them before the Lord. Therefore, they are holy, and they should be a sign to the children of Israel.
39节说。
Verse 39.
于是祭司以利亚撒就将被烧之人所献的铜香炉拿来，人就锤出来用以包坛。
39. So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censer which those who were burned up are presented, and they were hammered out as a covering on the altar.
40节说，给以色列人做纪念，使亚伦后裔之外的人不得进前来在神面前烧香，免得他遭可拉和他一党所遭的。这乃是照神借摩西所吩咐的。
40. To be a memorial to the children of Israel, that no outsider who is not a descendant of Aaron should come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he might not become like Korah and his companion, just as the Lord has said to him through Moses.
好，在这一段圣经呢，就是这个可拉的叛变之后，被神创造新世，将他们。被吞到地里面去，或者是被火烧死之后，神交代摩西所要做的工作。
And this event is after Korah, when they were punished by God and they were killed. And this is the instruction that the Lord gave to Moses.
那特别是最后是这250个人，那个首领，他们手里拿那个香炉呢，最后都被收起来了。
And the censers which belonged to the 250 leaders were kept.
这250个人，他们本来不应该有香炉的。
And they should not have the censer to begin with.
因为香炉是大祭司，祭司才可以有的。
Because censers are only used by the priest.
这个不是玩具，这个也不是家里面的自己可以收藏的装饰品。
And this is not a furniture or a toy that you put at home.
哦，香炉是要放在圣所里面的。
And the censer is to be put in the holy, holy place.
是只有祭司要进至圣所去。去跟神会面的时候要带的东西。
And this is something that only brought in by the priest when they go into the holy of holies.
那所以他们要进去圣所的时候，祭司要点香。
And when the high priest go into the holy of holies, they need to light the incense.
会有这些馨香之气。
And there will be a fragrance of incense.
然后就是进去以后，这个香呢就把这个整个。约柜啊，施恩座啊，这个基路伯上面的施恩座就把它遮盖的。
And this incense will, the smoke will cover, the mercy seat.
然后在这个烟雾弥漫当中，你看神他就从施恩座那里向摩西、向亚伦他们讲话。
And within the smoke, God speak to Moses and Aaron.
就好像神当初召摩西上西乃山上的时候，神要跟摩西讲话，一定是有云彩下来的时候。那这个时候，人进入云雾中，神跟人说话。
And when God first called Moses into the top of Mount Sinai to speak to him, he would speak behind the cloud.
那所以这250个首领他们不应该有香炉的。
So these 250 leaders, they should not have the censer.
看起来他们这些香炉他们可能自己做的。
And looks like they built it themselves.
也就是说 当他们不相信说只有祭司只有祭司才可以有这个东西的时候，他们就开始有一些其他的动作私底下 在进行的。
And this tells us that they're doing something behind the back of Moses and doing something that they're not supposed to do.
所以最后你看那个摩西跟 这可拉一党人说，你们去把你们的香炉都拿来。
So Moses told the group of Korah to bring their censer to them.
借着烧香来看看谁是神所拣选的，谁是圣洁可以亲近神的人。
And bring the incense to see which one belongs to God.
那现在事实就摆在眼前。
And the fact is in front of them.
这250个人他们被火烧死了。
And these 250 leaders, they were burned by fire.
那个香炉就当然就掉下来 在地上了。
So the censers are on the floor.
所以神特别告诉摩西说，要吩咐亚伦的儿子以利亚撒去把这些香炉都捡起来。
And so God instructed Moses to collect these censers.
这些人哦，我们是不知道说他们当时这火下来的时候，这些人是怎么被烧死的。
And we don't know what kind of fire or how these people were burnt.
但是很显然的是，这个每一个人的身上都着火了。
But it's very clear that everyone caught on fire.
他手里这个每一个人手里是拿一个香炉，有香有冒烟的。
And their censer in their hand was burning.
但是他们这些人，圣经在第38节说他们是犯罪自害己命的人。
But these people are sinners.
啊，所以他们是害死自己的，他们自己害自己的命，不是神杀他们。
They sin against their own soul. They kill themselves.
真的是因着他们，如果不要这个愉悦的想法，他们就不会丧命的。
And if they do not have this wrong thinking, then they would not die.
所以这个火，那个香炉哈，是在神跟以利亚撒是说，从火中把它捡起来的。
So God told Eleazar to pick up the censer from within the fire.
把那个香，把火撒在别处，把那个香炉通通捡起来，因为香炉是圣的。
Because the censers are holy.
它是圣，是因为它在神面前在神面前献上，而且装上了神所要装的香呢。
And they're holy because it was presented in front of God, and the incense was put in it.
而且是被神用来证明谁是谁属神的一个器具。
And this was an instrument used by God to see which one is belong to God.
这些没有不是祭司人都死了。
And those who are not priests, they died.
好，现在说要把这个香炉是铜做的，把它锤成片子，最后要把它包在这个坛上面。
And these censers, they are made by bronze, and they're to be hammered into plates and covered for the altar.
那让以色列人都可以看见，那个做一个记号。
So the other Israelites can see this sign.
那这个记号就是说，哇，原来这些曾经拿这些铜香炉的人都死了。
And this sign tells them that these people who had the censer in their hand, they all died.
这个记号的目的就是第四十节说的，他说要让亚伦后裔之外的人不得进前来在神面前烧香。
And the purpose is to be a memorial to the children of Israel that no outsider is to be is to come near the incense.
也就是说，他们看到这个东西就想起了这件事情。
And when they see the sign, they would think of this event.
然后就会想起了发生什么事情，神的处罚是什么。
And they would remember what kind of punishment they received from God.
那因为这个坛，圣经他讲说要包坛，这个坛是香坛呢，还是祭坛呢？
And what kind of censers is this?
是香坛，是那个是那个 censer， 就是。Altar of
incense，
或者是祭坛，是献祭物的那个
，or altar of offering。
对，那个看起来那个香坛是用金子做，是金香坛。
And the altar of incense is made of gold。
这个香坛是放在圣所里面的。
They put it in the holy of holies。
一般人进不去的。
And regular people cannot go inside。
只有祭司才可以进去。
Only high priest can go in。
那为了要让百姓都能够了解知道。做纪念，知道说这些事情曾经发生过。
And in order for the children of Israel to remember this,
所以这个坛应该是在圣所外面的那个祭坛。
So this altar is to put outside the tabernacle.
而且这个祭坛是铜祭坛。
And this is a bronze altar.
本来祭坛就是用皂荚木做之后包铜的。
And this was covered with bronze.
因为在出埃及记第三十第三十七章啊，三十八章。
In Exodus chapter 38.
如果我们看出埃及记三十八章
，Exodus chapter 38，
就是他们当时在西乃山下的时候造祭坛的时候的，从第一节到第七节那具体的描述。
And from verses 1-7, it describes how they make the altar of burnt offering.
哦，那整个祭坛跟他那个杠子都是用铜包裹起来的。
And everything was covered by bronze.
所以本来是铜祭坛是包铜的哦。
And it was covered with bronze.
那现在要另外再包一层这些铜香炉所吹出来的这些铜片。
And now it is covered again with the censer that was broken down.
要让以色列人看见都会做警惕。
So all the Israelites can see the sign and be warned.
那这个警惕就是要让我们了解说，今天一个人真的要敬畏神。
And this tells us that every one of us need to fear God.
他得罪神，他逾越他自己的职分的结果就是这样，像这样子。
If you sin against God, if you do what you're not supposed to do, this will happen.
那这些事情就每次看到就是一种提醒，所以他们常常到圣殿去。到那个会幕里面去献祭的时候，他们都看见的。
And every time they see this, it serves as a warning. Every time they go and worship God, they will see this.
因为那个铜祭坛外面再包一层铜片呢，这是很看起来就是很明显的。
And the censer was covered by a hammer plate, so it's very obvious.
神特别交代这件事情。
And God instructed this specifically.
他说给以色列人做记号，这个记号就是要表明神的一个作为，以及百姓应该要学习的功课。
And to be assigned to the children of Israel for them to learn.
那这个祭司的工作其实是很严厉的。
And the work of a priest is very stern.
他要让百姓了解。
And he wants the people to understand.
这个祭司的工作是神拣选的人。
And this the work of priest is instructed by God.
不是人用什么方法去争取来的。
Not something that you can pursue after.
那这个工作也不是说哇这个。随随便便就可以去做的。
And this work is you shouldn't do it haphazardly.
这些铜片包在那个祭坛里面，让人去想说，这些人曾经想要去得到一个什么职，但是不小心他就被火烧死。
And this censer was covered with a hammer plate, to remind the people what happened before.
没有错，祭司的工作很尊贵，但是一方面其实也很危险。
And even though the work of a high priest is very noble, but it's also a very dangerous job.
因为如果没有完全照神的吩咐。
If you do not do it according to God's will, God's instruction,
其实就是被火焚烧。
The end result will be burnt to death.
所以干犯神的所设定的标准，其实是非常危险的。
If you go against the measurement of God, it is very dangerous.
我们现在看第十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
利未记民数记第十八章。
Numbers chapter 18.
神对亚伦说：“你和你的儿子，第一节。”并你本族的人要一同担当干犯圣所的罪孽，你和你的儿子也要一同担当干犯祭司职任的罪孽。
Chapter 18, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood."
这里前面那一个，你跟你的儿子并你本族人，就是利未族祭司利未人。要一同负担，凡是有人干犯圣所的罪孽，就放在你们头，算在你们头上的。
And in verse 1 it says, "You and your sons, the Levites, and your father's house with you should bear the iniquity related to sanctuary."
所以圣所的工作是交给利未族去负责。
And the work of the sanctuary is done by the Levites.
其他的支派，凡是没有在神所指定的人是不可以进前来的。
So other tribes not instructed by God cannot do this job.
那如果他们来呢？他们要干犯呢
？But if they want to do the job,
你们要担负这个罪孽。
Then you should bear the iniquity.
啊，接下去他说，你和你的儿子要一同担当干犯祭司职任的罪孽。
And he continued to say, "Your son with you should bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood."
以后如果有人再一次的想要去干犯祭司的工作。
If in the future someone wants to do this type of job,
那现在你要负责任。
Then you have to be responsible.
因为这个时候神已经在百姓面前明显的行过一个新事，一个神迹。
And because God has already performed this miracle in front of the people.
这条线是神画下去的。
And this line is drawn by God.
所以现在你负责这个工作。
Now this is your job to do.
有人干乱祭司的职任，就是你要担责任。
If somebody do it that they're not supposed to do, then it's your responsibility.
所以其实从第十八章以后，我们看到了。
So from verse 1 on,
后来就再没有人敢去跟 亚伦去挑战他祭司的工作。
And no one dared to go against Aaron and his and question his.
因为他们知道这个是神赋予的，而且是有很严格要求的。
And because they know that this is instructed directly by God, and it's a very stern thing to do.
每一次看到这个铜祭坛。
And every time they see this bronze censer,
他们就要去想到这件事情。
They will remember this.
就要想到神所设的标准。
They will remember the standard of God.
人如果愿意敬畏神，不会藐视神。
And if you fear God and do not despise Him,
就会尊重神所设定的。
Then you will respect what God said.
也愿意顺服然后遵行神所说的法则。
Then you will be submissive and follow God's laws.
所以是第一个在第十六章里面所神所留下给百姓的记号。
And this is the first sign in chapter 16 that God left to for the people.
那后来会众他们不服气，那结果又一万多人被瘟疫杀了。
And because the people did not obey God again, so more than 10,000 people died of the plague.
那因着亚伦的为他们赎罪，那他们也就平安没事了。
Because Aaron atoned for their sins, so this plague ended.
可是我们现在看第十七章。
And let's continue to read Numbers chapter 17.
看起来当时百姓他们可能还不是非常的顺服神的这个作为。
And at that time, the people still are not completely submissive to God.
第十七章第一节说，神晓谕摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人，从他们手下取杖，每支派一根；从他们所有的首领按着支派共取十二根。你要将个人的名字写在个人的杖上。”
Verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Verse 2, speak to the children of Israel, and give from them a rod from each father's house, all their leaders according to their father's houses, 12 rods, write each name, a man's name on his rod.
好，第三节。
Verse 3,
要将亚伦的名字写在立位的帐上，因为各族长必有一根帐。
Verse 3, and you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for there shall be one rod,for the head of each father's house.
第四节说，你要把这些帐都存在会幕内法柜前，就是我与你们相会之处。
Verse 4, then you should place them in the tabernacle of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you.
好，现在这件事情是神主动说的。
And this is something that God said by himself.
要再一次的让百姓都能够记住发生过的事。
And once again, God wants the Israelite to remember what happened.
现在也要让所有的人都看见那个记号了。
So everyone can see the sign.
现在是说各支派的首领都拿一根杖来，这每一个族长都有一根杖。
Now all the leaders of each tribe has a rod in their hand.
那这个杖呢，要写上族长的，要写上他们的名字了。
And on the rod is the name of the leaders.
哦，所以每一个首领，他名字都写在每一根的杖上，就是所以很清楚的。
So all the rods has the name of their leaders on the rod.
那这个杖啊，其实跟那个支派是同一个字眼的。
And the word rod and tribe is the same word.
所以你看，每一个支派也就是一根杖，意思就这样。
And every tribe is equivalent to every rod.
啊，然后这些杖现在都放在会幕内法柜前，就在放在至圣所里面呢。
And the rods are placed inside the testimony within the tabernacle of meeting.
哦，那就是神跟他们相会的地方，是在那个施恩座前面约柜前。
And this is where God meet Moses in front of the mercy seat.
第五节说
，Verse 5.
后来我所拣选的那人，他的杖必发芽，这样我必使以色列人向你们所发的怨言止息，不再达到我耳中。
Verse 5. And it shall be that the rod of the man who I choose will blossom. Thus will rid myself of the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against you.
你看，为什么神特别还要亚摩西做这件事情呢
？Why did God instruct Moses to do this?
因为神知道那个顽梗悖逆的百姓哦，他一定以后还会再发怨言的。
Because God knew the children of Israel will rebel again.
他现在要让他们众人都了解说哪一个人是神所拣选的。
And God wants the people to know who He chose.
那这个就是。因为我们人是健忘的，很容易就忘记以前发生的事。
And because we're, as a human being, we're easy to forget.
有时候真的，我们很容易忘记，连可能不久以前上个礼拜发生的事情，我们都忘光光了。
Something that may have happened last week, we already forgot.
年纪越大越明显。
And as we age, it's even more evident.
所以有时候我们都忘记，哎，上个月到底做什么事
？ And we forget what we did last month.
刚才跟李执事娘说，哎，什么时候到他家去吃，曾经去吃饭。忘记是跟谁去了。
I was talking to Deacon Lee's wife that I went with this person, but I don't remember who to your house to eat.
也就是说，其实我们很多事情发生，很多事情就一件事情被一件事情盖过去了，我们就忘记。
Because we do many things each day, so we tend to forget things.
哎，但是如果看见了什么事情，你就会想起来。
But if we see a sign, then we will be reminded.
那这件事情要神要用跟杖特殊的杖，然后让他们看到哦，就想起来。
And this time, God used the rod to remind the people of what happened.
因为从第十六章我们看到哦，虽然有一万多人死了，看起来百姓当中还是有人很不服气的。
And in chapter 16, we see that more than 10,000 people died, but many people still rebel.
就是光是祭坛上面包的那个铜片好像还不够，感觉上。
And looks like the censer with the hammer plate covering it is still not enough of a sign.
好，现在所有的摩西就照神所吩咐的这样做了。
So Moses did likewise.
第八节说
，in verse 8，
第二天摩西进法柜的帐幕去，谁知道？哎，利未族亚伦的帐已经发了芽，生了花苞，开了花，又结了熟杏。
Verse 8， now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi has sprouted.And put forth bud and produced blossom and yielded ripe almonds.
第九节，摩西就把所有的杖都从神面前拿出来给以色列众人看。他们看见了，各首领就把自己的杖拿去了。
Verse 9. Then Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord to all the children of Israel, and they looked, and each man took his rod.
第十节
，10.
神父摩西说：“你把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这些悖逆之子留作记号。”这样，你就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
Verse 10, and the Lord said to Moses, "Bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their murmuring away from me, lest they die."
这件事情是一夜之间发生的。
And this happened overnight.
现在十二根杖放在法柜前。
And 12 rods were placed in front of testimony.
第二天，摩西把它拿出来。
And next day, Moses went and took them out.
只有亚伦的杖。发芽生发苞开花又结熟杏
and only the rod of Aaron has sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms.
但所以这个亚伦的杖很特别
so this Aaron's rod is very special.
亚伦的那个杖不知道是用什么材料做的，不知道从哪一种树砍出来的了
and we don't know what kind of branch it came from.
但是它这根杖所长出来的是熟杏。
But this rod has produced a ripe almonds.
为什么神是让亚伦的杖长出的是熟杏，又是杏树了？
And why
开花这样？
Why did God let a ripe almond produce from this branch or rod?
不管它什么，不管它是什么材料，本来从哪一种树砍下来，现在都是亚伦那一张中就是熟杏的，对。
And no matter what kind of tree was cut down from, this rod has ripe almonds.
这是有一个意，这是有一个意义在里面的。
This has a special meaning in it.
我们现在看耶利米书第一章。
And let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书一章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11.
神的话又临到我说，耶利米啊，你看见什么呢？我说我看见一根杏树枝。
Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
神就对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，
12,
使得成就。
12. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.
那这是神给耶利米先知看的一个意象。
This is a vision that God showed to Jeremiah.
他给他看了一只杏树枝
and he saw a branch of an almond tree.
那这个杏树枝是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
神说，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
And it says, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word."
也就是说，这根杏树枝是要让众人看见，当时是让耶利米看到说，神所讲过的话。神就会应验，会去实行。
And this branch of almond tree is to show the people, or and also Jeremiah, that whatever God said will happen.
这个杏树枝其实是一根杖，就是杏树杖。
And this is the almond rod.
好，那这个杏树的意思，它其实是跟它这个字根啊，这个它文字本身是从就是 留意警醒，同一个意思。
And the root word for almond tree means to warn, to be warned.
就是说我留意保守我的话，神说我很留意，我很警醒，我说过的话。
And I'm very mindful of what I said before.
我所说的话，我就会成就。
Whatever I say will happen.
所以他这个意象就是要耶利米了解说，哎，神是要他要耶利米讲的话，他就一定会这样实现，他旨意一定会完成。
And this is to tell Jeremiah that whatever I tell you to say will happen.
所以信述意思就是隐藏着要留意、要警醒的意思。
And the almond means the word almond tree means to be mindful, to warn.
所以亚伦的这根杖，他现在长出熟性来了。
And now the rod of Aaron has a ripe almond grown on it.
现在这根杖，神说，哎，把它拿去放在法柜前。
And God told Moses to take this rod of Aaron and put it in front of the tabernacle of witness.
其他的各自派的杖都拿回去了，没有用了。
And all the other rods they can bring back to them.
现在已经很显然的是，神选择了亚伦这一利未支派这个族。
And now it's very obvious that God has chosen the tribe of Levi.
只有这个利未支派是神所拣选的。
And only this tribe of Levi is chosen by God.
要能够站在神的法柜前的人
，to stand in front of the tabernacle。
他说：“这根杖留作记号
，and this rod serves as a sign，
是要给这些背叛之子留作记号的
，and for the rebels to see。
这样子，你就使他们的向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
Then the murmur will stop, lest they die。
也就是说，哎，每次看到这一根杖，他们就要想起。
So every time they see this rod, they will remember。
这一根杖的上面写着亚伦的名字
，and this rod has the name Aaron written on it.
利未支派的
，he belongs to the tribe of Levi.
利未支派是神选择的
，so the tribe of Levi is chosen by God.
亚伦是神所指定的
，and Aaron is assigned specifically by God.
来站在神法柜前来服侍神的
，and to stand in front of the mercy seat.
所以现在众人都可以了解
，so everyone would understand.
你现在如果向亚伦、摩西发怨言。
If you complain against Aaron or Moses,
是向我发怨言
it's like you're complaining to me.
因为第五节说
，in verse five says,
第五节，后来我所拣选那人，他的杖发芽，我就使以色列人向你们所发的怨言止息嘛。
And it should be that the rod of man who I chose will blossom, thus I will rid myself of the murmuring of the children of Israel.
表面上看来，他们一定是跑去跟摩西亚人发怨言。
And on the surface, they go to Moses to complain.
但其实，在神看来，他们是跟神发怨言，所以第十节才说，你就使他们向我发怨言止息。
And but to God, it's like they're complaining to me.
那发怨言会怎么样？会死亡。
So what happened when they complain against God? They will die.
这个死亡就是前面十六章发生的事情。
And this death occurred in chapter 16.
所以这个记号就是要让众人可以了解。
And this sign is for the people to understand.
要能够顺服神的主权。
To submit to the sovereignty of God.
要敬重神所拣选的人。
To honor the people who He chose.
因为神所拣选的人，事实上是要为他们来站在死人跟活人中间做中保的。
And because these people that God chose stand as the mediator between God and man.
他们其实是为了百姓的好处而被立出来的。
They were chosen for the good of the people.
其实这些事情，百姓他们以前都讲过，他们都了解的。
And the people understood this already.
因为以前在西乃山下的时候，他们曾经听到神的声音，怕得要命。
Because in Mount Sinai, they seen this before. They were afraid.
他们不敢直接听神的声音。
They could not. They did not dare to listen to the voice of God.
所以他们才跟摩西说：“以后神若要跟我们讲话，就跟你讲就好，由你来传达。”
So they told Moses that whatever God wants to tell us, please just tell you.
那其实神拣选摩西来做他的仆人，来服侍，来为百姓服侍，其实是他们所已经了解的事实。
And God chose Moses to serve these people. The people of Israel knew this already.
可是时间久了之后，人就忘记了。
But after some time, they forget.
然后有一些失意出现的时候，有些人在搅扰、在煽动的时候，他们就被迷惑了。
And when people stirred up, the people were confused.
所以亚伦的杖要让我们了解。
Because Aaron's rod let us understand.
我们要知道你我们现在如果发言到底是向谁发的。
If we complain, who are we complaining to?
真正掌权的，真正在主导一切是神本身啊。
The person who has the sole authority is God.
摩西是算什么？亚伦算什么？
Who is Moses? Who is Aaron?
他们不过就是神所选选出来的仆人而已啊。
And they are merely servant chosen by God.
所以。 你看神现在特别要把这根杖留下来让百姓一直都可以想思想过去的这个重要的教训。
So God wanted the rod of Aaron to be kept so the people can understand, can remember.
今天这根杖什么意思？
And what does this rod mean to us today?
对我们来说，今天我们没有看到这根杖啊。
Today we do not see this rod.
但是如果我们仔细去对照新约圣经里面所讲的主耶稣基督的救恩，
And if we think of it in terms of the salvation of God,
我们就会发现说，原来亚伦这根发芽杖其实预表的就是主耶稣基督了。
And we will understand that this sprouted rod of Aaron represents Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督哦，他其实你看他本来在人看来是没有什么值得，是一根普通的人而已啊。
And Jesus Christ to other people just looks very ordinary.
但是因为他是被神拣选的，
But because he was chosen by God,
他是神。 要来解决人间罪孽那个最重要的宗保。
And he is the mediator to solve the problem of the sin of the people.
他要替我们人站在神面前为我们赎罪的。
And he is to stand in front of God to atone for our sins.
那所以一夜之间，你看神的作为都会发生了。
So overnight, this sprouting happened.
你看主耶稣基督所带来的这个生命气息的改变。
And when Jesus brought the lively lively spirit,
他真的是有活泼的生命的。
And he is a lively spirit.
他虽然被钉死，
even though he was crucified,
他在复活。
He resurrected.
他复活之后， 他会向他的门徒显现。
After he resurrected, he showed himself in front of the disciples.
按照神的时间， 他升天去了。
According to God's time, he ascended back to heaven.
降下圣灵来建立教会。
And Holy Spirit came down to establish the church.
借着圣灵在教会， 在这个国度里面运作，
and through the Holy Spirit, His kingdom was exercised.
结出了很多很多子粒来，
and many righteous seed were produced.
很多新的生命就这样子被带进神的教会， 基督的身体来，
and many new life were brought into church, the body of Christ.
所以你看这根发芽杖，其实今天就是预表了主耶稣基督。
And this sprouted rod represents Jesus Christ today.
今天我们如果看到主耶稣基督，我们如果想到主耶稣基督啊，
and today if we think of Jesus Christ,
我们要一直要记住耶稣是活着的。
And we have to remember that he is still alive.
他现在仍然在随时听我们的祷告。
And he is listening to our prayer.
他昼夜看守， 他时刻在浇灌属他的教会。
And he watered his church day and night.
我们什么时候有什么需要， 神都知道。 他说为我们祷告， 他为我们代求。
And whenever and whatever we have the need, he is there to pray for us.
我们知道我们这个大祭司， 他非常的 又忠信又诚实。
And he is the high priest who is faithful.
我们可以很放心的到他面前来。
And we can come to in front of him boldly.
我们现在看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
第七章我们是看第24节。
Please read verse 24.
这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
24. But he, because he continued forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
25节说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能够拯救到底，因为他是常年活着替他们祈求。
25. Therefore, he is also able to save the uttermost, those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them.
26节说， 像这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司原是与我们合宜的。
Verse 26, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
主耶稣基督是圣洁的大祭司。
And Jesus Christ is the holy high priest.
常远活着替我们祷告。
And he lives forever to make intercession for us.
我们靠着他进到神面前。
And through him we come in front of God.
他能够拯救我们到底。
He can save us until the end.
所以亚伦那根杖， 一直就是，你看它就是那个花苞，它有熟性，你就是一直维持那个样子。
And Aaron's rod is today still sprouted and has budded and produce blossom and yields ripe almonds.
这个记号就是 要让我们看到的时候一直都提醒我们的记忆。
And this sign is to remind, remind ourselves.
让我们愿意敬畏神。
So that we can fear him.
也能够顺服神。
We can submit to him.
所以这个民数记十六章十七章这两个记号很重要。
There are two signs in Numbers chapter 16 and 17. They are very important.
那除了这两个记号以外
，Other than these two signs，
我们在读民数记的时候
，When we read the book of Numbers，
我们会发现说，其实神他是用借着很多不同的生活上我们会碰到的事情，让我们想起我们应该要听他的话的。
And we will realize that he used many things that we see each day to remind us.
你看这个。那个可拉叛变这件事情是死了好多人之后，这个是悲剧留下的记号。
And after many people died in the Korah incident, they were reminded.
其实我们如果注意我们生活上的细节哈，神要我们过的日子了。
And if we pay attention to the details of our lives,
其实神早就给他们这样一个提醒。
And God has given us warnings.
我们现在看回来民数记第十五章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 15.
第三个记号，神留给他们的。
The third sign that God has given them
是他们所穿的衣服
is the clothing they wear.
民数记十五章看第二三十七节
Numbers 15 verse 37.
三十七节，神晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做穗子，又在底边的穗子上钉一根蓝细带子。”
37. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 38. Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to put a tassels.On the corner of their garment throughout their generations, and to put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners.
第三十九节说
，39，
你们佩戴这个坠子，好叫你们看见就纪念遵行神一切的命令，不随从自己的心意啊，眼目行邪淫，像你们素常一样。
39， and you should have the tassel that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry.To which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined.
四十节，使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归给你们的神。
40. And that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy for your God.
四十一节，我是主你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来，要做你们的神。我是主你们的神。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt.To be your God, I am the Lord your God.
你看第四十一节一直强调说我是主你们的神。
And verse 41 emphasized, I am the Lord your God.
那这个神是我们的神哦，那我们要注意去遵行他的命令，他给我们的吩咐，保持圣洁。
And since he is our God, so we have to be holy in front of him.
那这个纪念就是什么？那我们他说衣无罪子的那一根蓝细带子啊。
And this sign is the tassel we wear on the corner of our garment.
在他们外袍上、衣服上都要做坠子，然后这个坠子配这一根蓝细带子，所以他们每逢穿的时候看见啊，都想起来。
And this tassel is to place in the corner of their blue garment, and every time they wear this clothing, it will be reminded.
哦，所以你看，在生命记，神也特别摩西也再次跟他吩咐说，你们以后做衣服的时候，一定要记得这个坠子哦。
And in Deuteronomy, Moses instructed the people to remember to place this tassel on their garment.
在二十二章第十二节里
，in chapter 22, verse 12.
所以其实神要提醒他们遵行神的命令哦，在他们的衣着里面就已经把这个想法放进去了。
And God wanted to remind them to follow His will on even on the clothing that they wear.
当时候以色列百姓他们如果真的有这样照这样做哈。
If the Israelites did according to this well,
他们一定会常常提醒
they will be reminded.
看见就要自己纪念说，我要遵行神的命令，我不要随从自己的情欲眼目，然后去得罪神。
And when they wear this clothing, it will be reminded not to sin with their heart and their eyes.
所以今天你看，让我们随时都要给我们自己做一个这样的一个提醒。
And today we need to be reminded.
所以你看。生命记圣经特别说，他说我们要把神的话语哦，有时候要刻在墙壁上啊，门框上、门楣上啊。你睡觉、躺卧、走路，什么时候都要谈论，都要想神的话语。
And in Deuteronomy, that God wanted us to put His word in front of us, even on the wall or everywhere we go.
也就是说，我们要常常给自己提醒，创造一个环境，让我们常常会 想起神对我们的要求。
So we will create this environment that we will be reminded of the standard of God.
神对我们的要求就是要我们成为圣洁。
And God's standard is for us to be holy.
要小心我们自己的心意，我们的眼目。
To be careful of what we think in our heart and our own eyes.
让我们能够随时能够贴近神的圣洁，但可以亲近神。
So we can constantly be holy and be close to God.
因为没有圣洁的人是没有办法亲近神的。
Because without holiness, you cannot come close to God.
所以他们这个衣服的坠子啊，这个就是给他们随时的提醒。
So this tassel on their garment serves as a reminder.
那这个坠子后来我们在新约看到，你看那个犯血肉的妇人哦，他就是想要去摸摸主耶稣基督衣裳的穗子而已。
And we see this in the example of the issuing of the blood of a woman who touches the garment of Jesus Christ.
那表示说，哎，这件事情后来百姓他们在生活当中他们就有在做。
So we can see that the people have been doing this.
他们的衣裳里面外袍当中都有这个穗子。
And on their garment there is this tassel.
那让随时提醒啊，要注意神的命令。
And it serves as a constant reminder to obey the commandments of God.
今天我们要常常读圣经。
Today we need to read the Bible constantly.
因为我们今天没有在衣服上做什么文章吗？
Because today we do not have this tassel on our clothing.
但是我们今天随时都可以有神的话语。
But today we can have the word of God with us.
所以今天呢，这个科技很进步啊。
So the technology is very advanced today.
手机里面都有圣经，都有很多很多的资料。
And you can have the Bible in your phones.
我们如果要读神的话语，随时都可以的。
You can read the Word of God constantly.
问题是现在我们有没有心
？But today we don't have the heart to do it.
读了之后，我们愿不愿意遵行
？Even after we read it, we don't do it.
但其实，如果我们真的会去把神的道理啊，很严肃的去对待它，然后想要去遵行的话。
Today, if we are careful in following the will, following the word of God,
我们其实现在虽然没有罪子，可是我们就是那个神的话语就在我们的手上。
Even without the tassel, the word of God is in our hands.
随时你都可以看。
You can look at it at all times.
这是很重要的一个提醒。
This is a very good warning.
所以今天我们在读圣经，我们在读每天的读经啊。
And when we read the Bible daily,
其实它不花我们多少时间。
It doesn't take a lot of time.
但是他要我们有那个心。
But we must have the heart.
所以有时候我们读完之后，我们要去想想看，神到底要我学什么。
And after we read the word, we need to think what God wants us to do.
我今天的生活到底有没有得罪神
？Do we offend God today?
我没有保持圣洁
？Did I keep myself holy?
我是不是顺服自己的情欲
？Did I overcome my lust?
我有没有想到神的旨意是什么
？Did I remember what the will of God is?
我祷告求告神
？Did I pray to God?
所以这个就是给我们。让我们做记号，让我们随时都可以想到反省我们的生活。
And this serves as a reminder to see if our life is living according to the will of God.
这是民数记第十五章里面啊，他所提出来的一个教导。
And this is the teaching in Numbers chapter 15.
那其实，在民数记第十五章里面，他其实讲的就是我们要过着以神为中心的生活。
And it also in chapter 15, it also tells us we need to live a life that is God-centered.
因为如果我们以神为中心。
If we can put God in the center of our life, in anything we do, we will remember God.
我们即使去玩的时候，我们会想到神。
Even when we go on a vacation, we remember God.
我们跟朋友在相处的时候，我们想到我们要谨慎我们的口舌，我们的心思意念。
And when we're hanging out with our friends, we need to remember what we said.
我们一定会把神摆第一位。
We will put God first in our life.
这是第十五章所留下的记号。
This is a sign left. In for us in Numbers chapter 15.
那我们常常纪念要遵行神的命令。
So we'll constantly be reminded and follow the commandments of God.
最后我们再看民数记第十章。
Lastly, let's turn to Numbers chapter 10.
第九节
，verse 9.
民数记十章九节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 9.
你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，便在神主你的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。
Verse 9, when you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you should sound an alarm with the trumpets.
第十节说，在你们快乐的日子和节期，并月朔献燔祭和平安祭，也要吹号，这都要在你们的神面前作为纪念。我是主你们的神。
Verse 10, also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month.That shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and the sacrifices of your peace offering, and you shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God.
这里这两节圣经在讲，是接着这个
银号，这个号 做好以后，他们要吹号，要常常听这个号声。
And after the two trumpets were built, they need to constantly listen to the trumpets.
所以这个号声呢，是在旷野的时候号召他们一起行动的那个号角啊，那个声音呢、啊。
And the trumpet signs, it's a service sign to tell the people what to do.
是让他们纪念说，哎，他们曾经一起生活过，一起团契啊。
And so that they're reminded that they used to live together.
全体百姓过着一个以神为中心的一个很亲密的团契生活。
And everyone used to live a life that is God-centered.
大家都共同听神的命令。
Everyone listened to the word of God.
所以只要号那个号声一响。
As soon as the trumpet is blown,
如果 要走的，他们就一起走了。
If they are to walk, then everyone walks.
哦，那看大小声，一声两声，然后是谁要先走，就很有次序哦，井然有序，这样一个一个跟上去啊。
And depending on how the trumpet are blown, this is what instruction they're supposed to follow.
这个是他们在四十年当中他们有的那个生活习惯了。
And this is the life that they live for the past 40 years.
第九节说，以后你们进入迦南地以后，要继续这样子。
And after you enter into the land of Canaan, you need to continue this.
如果打仗的时候，
when there is a war,
这个号吹出大声，
when the trumpet is blown,
你们这个神就为你们征战，要拯救你们。
God will fight for you and save you.
神要纪念你们这样子，为你倚靠神的这个心。
God remember the heart that you are to submit to Him.
然后除了征战之外，在你节期快乐的时候也要吹号。
And not just wars, in the days of the feast, you need to do the same.
这个吹号成为你们在神面前作为的纪念，让你们纪念神，神也纪念你们。
And this trumpet serves as a memorial for God to remember you and for you to remember God.
也就是说，要让他们的生活里面真的是以神为中心，真的是把神融入当中。
So in their life, God is in the center. God is in their lives.
那他们也是被神纪念的人。
And they are remembered by God as well.
所以神与他们一同受苦，神也跟他们一同快乐。
So God suffered for them, and God rejoiced with them.
在这种情况下，他们才是真正神的子民。
And under these circumstances, they are truly the people of God.
这也是一个祭司的国度应该要有的表现。
And this is what the priesthood should be.
所以这个吹号、听号声，他们就想到，哦，这个你看，神是我们的，是我们的带领人。
And when they hear the sound of the trumpet, they remember that God is their leader.
我们是属神的。
We belong to Him.
神就在我们当中。
God is among us.
所以你看，借着这个吹号，然后他们能够过的再一次的过着亲近神、一起团契的生活。
And through the sound of the trumpet, they can live a life that is close to God.
今天这样的一个号声也是在我们的教会里面。
And today, this sound of trumpet is within our church.
在这两只银号其实也是预表主耶稣基督。
And these two silver trumpets represent Jesus Christ.
我们如果都能够一起听从神的声音呢？
And if we can all listen to the word of God.
然后其实我们整个教会会很和谐，很有力，也非常有秩序的。
Then our church will be very united.
每一件事情我们都会看到神的带领。
And we will see God's guidance in everything we do.
就教会里面有秩序，我们就看到那个力量。
And there will be order in a church, and that will produce power.
我们也看到说，我们大家一同欢乐的时候，哎呀，真的是神与我们同在，我们一起享受在神里的喜乐了。
And when we see that, when we're rejoicing, we will see the work of God among us.
所以在民数记里面这几个很重要的这个纪念记号是给我们做提醒。
So these are the few signs recorded in the numbers of.
那我们一起来尊重神。
Let us fear God.
来敬重神所给我们的职分。
And we honor the job that He has provided.
一起来听从神的命令。
And let's listen to His commandments.
来享受我们与神同在，神一直都是在照顾我们的这个成为神子民的喜乐。
And to enjoy the abundance of God in our church.
我们再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
476首。
476.